Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur on the topic of Lo Sasur, and we asked a whole slew of questions on the Rambam and on the Ramban in the previous shiur. As we can remember, the Rambam's shita is that all the Rabbanans are under the rubric of Lo Sasur and Doraisa, and according to the Ramban, it's not true about Takanos and Menhagos, but Drashos are Doraisa. The Ramban asked on the Rambam from all the places in Shas, where we see that there's a chiluk between Doraisa and Derabbanan. It would come out according to the Rambam that the Derabbanans are really more chamur, because every Derabbanan has an asay and a los asay. Kachol asher yorucha, do whatever the rabbis tell you, an asay, los asur, a los asay. So why do we find that the Derabbanans are more kal than Doraisas? Doraisas are more kal than Derabbanans, because every Derabbanan is an asay and a los asay according to the Rambam. So what's going on over here? And we asked a number of questions. That was the previous shiur, and now we're going to get to the Mahalach of Rav Manzatzal, the Yad Melech, and Perak Aleph Halacha Beis of Hilchos Mamrim. So here is the very, very big yisod, and that is that l'chora, the yisod of an avera b'isurim, is that God commanded you in His holy Torah not to do this act, and the tzivui in the ashara are equal in all isurim, both if they are los ases, or if they are kares, or a chiyuv misa. They're all equal, because it's all about God commanding you. However, that would present a question. If it's all just about God commanding you, then why do we find a chiluk between los ases, kareses, and chiyuve misa? They're different madrigas. So if it's all just about God commanding you, then it cannot be, then we shouldn't be find distinctions between various averas. It's the same yisod ha'isser, God said. So we have to say that every tzivui and ashara has within it the inyan shebedavar. In other words, let's say chazir. Chazir is an inyan isuri. So you have the inyan, the concept of not eating pig, and then the Torah forbade the concept that pig is usser, and then the Torah said, okay, now keep this isser. There's a tzivui that this bad chazir should not be eaten. That's the tzivui. Lehefech. Achilas matzah on Pesach, u'inyan mitzvati. Ma ze inyan mitzvati? It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. What's the mitzvah? The tzivui in the Torah is to fulfill what's mischayev from the inyan. We actually found when we were learning in Hilchos Kibud Av Ve'Em a similar yisod, that the yisod of Kibud Av Ve'Em is the mitzias that they brought you into the world, and that obligates you to honor your parents. And then the Torah is telling you to keep this obligation. So here you see the same type of logical construct, that the inyan, it starts with the inyan. Pig is bad, pig is usser, and then the Torah says, you are chayev to be shomer this isser. Matzah is good, matzah is a mitzvah, matzah is positive, matzah gives you emunah, matzah gives you refuah, matzah is kabaldik. And then the Torah is mitzaveh to keep what's mischayev from the matzah. Without a tzivui, even though there would be an inyan, chazer would still be bad, but it wouldn't be an isur daraisa. If you would ask me an etzah tova, I'll tell you not to eat chazer. But if there was no mitzvah in the Torah, then you wouldn't be obligated, and matzah would still be good, but it wouldn't be an obligation. What makes it an obligation is the Torah, is the tzivui hatorani. And that's why we have kulos and chumros, because they're different levels of the inyan. Each mitzvah is its own category. God telling you is stage two. The Rosh Hashiva of Kfar Chasidim Hagoyim, Rav Mishikovsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Shorash Tes, that he writes that Ein Roy Limnos Halam V'Esei Al HaDvarim HaMuzharim Nehem. And ribuy asharis al davar echad b'torah, eino nimna ela b'lav echad. We're not enumerating the amount of times it says in the Torah not to do something. We're not enumerating in the Sefer HaMitzvot the amount of times it says to do something. So too, when it comes to Malkios, Rambam says that it doesn't matter how many times the Torah says it's Aser. You're only getting one set of Malkos. Because the Malkos is not because of the fact that the Torah gave you an Azhara without any kesher to the inyan. Because if it was a matter of Azhara, the Torah warning you not to do it, then you would get Malkus, Kaminyan HaPa'amim, according to the number of times the Torah says not to do it. The Malkiyos are coming on the inyan and the Cheftza that you were over on. And so writes Hagon, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and Yevamot Siman Lamed Aleph, that Malkuyos bos al ha'inyan v'hachevtza she'ovar olav. Malkus comes on the matter and the thing that you were over on. And therefore, if the Torah says seven times not to do something, not to eat blood, so the Torah says it a few times, you're only going to be, it's only going to be one set of Malkus. Why? Because there's the inyan of not eating blood. It's just the inyan. That's what you're getting Malkus for. And that's what's enumerated in the Taryag Mitzvahs. The inyan. So we see a chilek here between an Azhara and an inyan. There's the inyan ha'isr, and then there's the Azhara of the Isr. It starts with the inyan. And then the Torah tells you, this is the inyan is bad or good. So you have to keep it. And when it comes to enumerating in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's only going to be enumerated once. One Isser of Achilas Chazir. The bad thing, Chazir. And then on top of that, the Torah tells you not to eat it. But the Malkiyos are only once. It's only going to be enumerated as one mitzvah in the Torah. So according to this, it would appear that it's true that according to the Rambam, all inyani, all mili derabbanan are Isurei Torah. And if you are over on a derabbanan, you're over on a lav v'aseh. But this is only klape the tzivui. It says lo sasur. It says ve'asisa. But the inyan is not an inyan d'oraisa. The inyan is only d'rabbanan. In other words, once we establish that there are two categories, we could say that that's pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says that d'rabbanans are d'oraisas, he doesn't mean that the inyan, the tzivui is, the Torah says, but the inyan remains derabanan. In other words, what did the Torah tell you not to do? This is sir derabanan. It's usher to eat meat and chicken. Derabanan. As HaTorah is telling you not to eat meat and chicken. But the inyan of not eating meat and chicken is derabanan. The Torah is telling you to keep this derabanan. It doesn't turn into an inyan in the Torah. The inyan in the Torah is what the Torah tells you. This is not the Torah telling you. This is the rabbis telling you. So the Torah is telling you to keep what the rabbis tell you. So the inyan is derabanan, meat and milk, meat and chicken and milk. And the Torah is telling you to keep this inyan. Keep this inyan derabanan. And therefore, it emerges according to this that there are lots and lots of inyanim in Isurei Dirabbanan. That was the Hava Mina we discussed in the previous shiur, to enumerate many, many different mitzvahs derabbanan. So if we hold like some achronim that the only iser in a derabbanan is not listening to the rabbis, then why would there be separate isurim? This is one big iser derabbanan. Every single iser derabbanan is under the rubric of not listening to the rabbis. But no, the hava mina was that you should taka enumerate all mitzvahs derabbanan, many, many different ones, because each of them is its own category. Because you're right, there's only one sivui of listening to the rabbis, lo sasur, but there are many, many inyanim. So if they would come in the minyan mitzvahs, there would be many of them. But since the minyan is only on mitzvahs that were said at Sinai, in other words, inyanim that were said at Sinai, therefore it's not in the minyan mitzvahs like the Rambam says in the Sherish HaRishon. So there are many different inyanei derabbanan, and we're only enumerating in the minyan mitzvahs inyanim d'oraisa. And we see this idea in a Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Amud Aleph, Sanhedrin, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. It says in the Mishnah that there's an Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kedusha. What's this inyan of Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha? So the Gemara says an Isser Mitzvah is Shnius La'arayas, is the type of arayas that are only Aser D'Rabbanan, a mitzvah L'shmoa D'Vrei Chachamim. And Isser Kedusha is an almana l'kohen gadol. That's the Isser Kedusha. And it says, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, they do chalitza, so they don't do yibum. There's an Isser Kedusha, they're not allowed to marry the person with yibum, but they do chalitza. Hakoponim, what's Isser Mitzvah? Mitzvah L'shmoa D'Vrei Chachamim, D'Rabbanan. What's Isser Kedusha? Almana l'kohen gadol. And why is it called Isser Kedusha? It says Kedoshim to you. And Almana l'kohen gadol is not Kedoshim to you. Why in Shem in the Gemara? So we have to understand. Isurei Kohuna are also Isurei Mitzvah. Why are you only calling Mitzvah L'shmo Adivrei Chachamim in Isser Mitzvah? Mitzvah Kohuna, Almana l'kohen gadol is also an Isser Kedusha. It's also an Isser Mitzvah. So why does the Gemara seem to say, no, Amana the Kohen Gadol is not an Isser Mitzvah, it's also an Isser Mitzvah. And also, how does it say, Bistama, Isser Mitzvah, when it's referring to Surah Dirabbanan? You're right, Midirabbanans are mitzvahs, but it's Pashat that Darais is also an Isser Mitzvah. So where do we see that Isser Mitzvah is Isser Dirabbanan? So based on what we said, we can explain very well. If the Mishnah is talking about things that are Asur min HaTorah, and Rav Chanan already says this in the Kovetz Aris and Kuf Pei Aleph, he proves this from Svara and also from the Yerushalmi that says explicitly, Mitzvah min HaTorah l'shmo divrei sofer. So we're talking here, when we say Isser Mitzvah, we're talking about Isserim from the Torah. And on that it says that there is something that's Usser because there's a mitzvah on it, there's an Azhara. Because the Stam Mitzvah, the Isser Daraisa, not only is the mitzvah an Isser, but the Dover Atzmo has an inyan of Isser. But here we're talking about matters that the Isser Daraisa, because we're talking here about Isser Daraisa, is only the Tzivui, but not the inyan. And we say Isser Mitzvah, what we're saying is Shehadover HaAsser Shebazeh Eino Ela HaMitzvah. When it says Isser Mitzvah, what we're saying is that the Dover Aser is only the mitzvah, it's only the Tzivui. The inyan is an aser, only the fact that there's a tzivui. Where do you have a case like that, where the inyan itself is not aser d'oraisa, but there is a tzivui d'oraisa? Oh, not the Gemara answers, the Rabbanim. That's what it means, iser mitzvah. Iser mitzvah means the only iser is the mitzvah. The only iser d'oraisa, like we see in the Yerushalayim, we're talking about d'oraisas here, is the mitzvah. But that's a minyan is b'seder gamur mid'oraisa. That's only in the Rabbanans. Because if it's d'oraisas, then the inyan is also aser. And the d'oraisas are called iser kedusha. That's where the iser came from. In other words, there's something atzmi here. There's something essential that's aser. In addition to the tzivui. And that's the distinction of the Gemara. An iser mitzvah is that it's aser d'rabbanan, and there's also a mitzvah that it's aser d'oraisa. Because of the tzivui, but the inyan is an aser. So we're talking about the rabbanans, and iser kedusha means that the iser is aser not only because of the tzivui, but it's inherently aser. And that's d'oraisa, that's because of kedusha. You don't just have a mitzvah, you also have kedusha. Based on this, we can answer the kasha of the Tosfos Yontif over there, that in the Mishnah we enumerated a mamzeres and a nesina li Yisrael. In the Mishnah there we enumerated mamzeres and nesina. Two people are not allowed to enter the Jewish people. There aser li Yisrael. And what does that have to do with the Isser Kedusha? We're talking about Isser Kedusha. How can we say Mamzeres v'Nesina liYisrael? Isser Kedusha is only talking about Kohanim. But Kohanim, it says Kedoshim Yiyu. But how do we include Mamzeres and Nesina liYisrael in the category of Kedusha? Look there in the Tosfos Yontif, look in the Aruch Lener, and look also in the Rashash, who asked even more, that Lamaskana Sasugi, Amon of the Kohen Gadol, is also not included in Kedoshim to you. Because this pasuk is only talking about what's written there in the parasha. So how do we call Amon of the Kohen Gadol a mitzvah of Kedusha? Based on what we said, the Mishnah is not defining Shem HaYisurim Shehuvu B'Mishnah. In other words, the Shem Isser of Amon of the Kohen Gadol is an Isser Kedusha. The Shem Isser of a Mamzeres in the scene of the Yisrael is an Isser Kedusha. That's not what we're doing. Rather, what we're doing is we are contrasting it with Isser Mitzvah. In other words, it's not just an Isser Mitzvah like Shnius Larayis. It's not only a Derabanan that it's an Isser Mitzvah. The only Mitzvah is the Tzivu. The only Isser is the Tzivu Torani. But the actual inyan itself is only derabanan, like Shnius Larayis. Rather, there's an inyan here as well. So in Isurei Kahuna, the inyan is explicit in the Torah. It's because of Kedusha. And in the other lavim as well, they also have an inyan for which we have an Azhara. But since it's most explicit in Isurei Kahuna, the Mishnah enumerated that as an example. So the idea of being a Surei Kedusha doesn't necessarily mean that there's Kedusha involved here, because Mamzeres v'Nesina liYisrael is not an inyan of Kedusha. That only applies to Kahuna. And even according to Hashash, the Maskanas HaGemara, like he says, Aman of the Kohen Gadol isn't in the parish of Kedoshim to you. But that's not the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah isn't that they're under the category of Kedusha. The point of the Mishnah is that there's something else going on over here. It's not just an Isser Mitzvah, it's a contrast with Isser Mitzvah. Meaning there's an Isser Atzmi in the Etzem HaInyan in addition to the Torah commandment. And that would apply to Doraisas and not to Derabbanans. Derabbanans are only Aser Alpi Torah because the Torah says not to do it. But the Etzem HaInyan is Mutter Minat Torah. is the Torah told you not to do it. The Torah gave you a command. But the inyan itself, it starts with the inyan. The inyan of Shnius Larais is only Darabanan. The Torah tells you to keep this Darabanan. But if the inyan is Daraisa, and the Torah is telling you to keep the Daraisa, that's what we mean when we say Yisr Kedusha. It doesn't have to be Kedusha per se, as long as it's not Yisr Mitzvah, as long as we're trying to say that it has an inyan bifnei atzma. It has an inyan Torani. It's Toradik, this inyan. And then the Torah tells you to keep this Toradik inyan. Look there in the sugya that Rabbi Yehuda was machlif. Isser mitzvah is almana l'kohen gadol, and it's called isser mitzvah because it says eila hamitzvahs. Everything, all the mitzvahs. Rashi says akula sifra koy, on the whole sefer. So that includes also almana l'kohen gadol. That's isser mitzvah. What's isser kedusha shnius medivrei sofer? It's called isser kedusha. It's kadosh atzmacha b'mutar lach, even though it's mutar for you. Still make yourselves holy. So Rabbi Yehuda says, punkt verkehrt. Hafuch al hafuch. Isser mitzvah is amana l'kohen gadol, and isser kedusha is shnius midivrei sofrim. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So based on what we said, we can say the pshat is that adarabba, when we're saying isser mitzvah, we're saying that there's an inyan, because the Torah says to do it, and on that there's a mitzvah. And it's called a mitzvah, l'inyan taryag mitzvahs. Because what are the taryag mitzvahs? The taryag mitzvahs are taryag inyanim, like we saw before. So that's what it means, iser mitzvah. That it's one of the taryag mitzvahs, it's one of the eila hamitzvahs, and the eila hamitzvahs are the 613 mitzvahs that were namar l'moshe mi-sinai. These are 613 inyanim. So this Isser Mitzvah is that it in itself is an inyan. It itself is an inyan according to Torah. When we say Isser Kedusha, that's Dirabanans. Because there's no inyan atzmi. Adarab, it's mutter mitzada inyan. The rabbi said, Kadesh atzmacha l'mutter lach. Make yourself holy with what's mutter. That's in contrast to Isurei Torah, which is an inyan atzmi. And it's not just mi bachutz mitzad kadesh atzmacha. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda is learning, that the Isser Mitzvah is, that this mitzvah is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, and therefore it's an Inyan Bifnei Atzma. It's Asir Bifnei Atzma. That's Doraisis. And Isser Kedusha is that no, the Inyan itself is Mutter, but just for an external reason, we're making it Asir, Alts Kedusha. And those are Derabanans. So, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we've made a little bit of headway in the Sugya. We established our Yisod, and then we're going to go with this in Mitzvah Shem, Pilei Plus Half Leva Fela, and I think already it's been Pilei Plus Half Leva Fela, but we have the Lina Adar B'Siyata D'Shemayim more to come. Shem should give us the Koch and the Moach, and we should all be Zocha, Lilmod L'Lamed L'Shmo V'Las, so the time is called every Sama Torah, so be Hava, Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.